Hello and welcome to the Living Strong Ministries podcast.
Hey man, how are you? Nah, I'm just driving on the way to the store. Yeah, the mall. No, I told him to the thing. And I'd get it tomorrow. No way. I gotta get that. Oh yeah, I'm gonna show my mom that one. Ah. I'm getting pulled over by the police. No. I gotta go. I gotta get ready. Bye. Where did I put my Bible? Where is it? Oh, there it is. It's under the seat. Gold cross around my neck. Where's my clergy sticker? Oh, there it is. Okay. Put that in the window. All right, I'm all ready. Good morning, officer, and God bless you.
Going kind of fast back there, weren't you? License and registration, please.
Of course. As God is on the throne in my life, I've got it right here.
Do you have any insurance?
Yes, I do. I certainly do. I'm going to heaven, and that's all the assurance that I need. How about you, officer? Are you assured?
No. Not assured. Sir, insured. Sir, please. Do you have your insurance card?
Oh, yeah. Here it is. Sorry.
Okay. Stay right here. I'll be right back.
Oh, no. I'm gonna get a ticket.
Dispatch, I think you're gonna need to send another car. This guy appears to be intoxicated, and it looks like he might be hiding something. So please send another car.
Whoops! I think that guy's in a little bit of trouble. Well, look it. As much as we may laugh at this humorous skit, there is a point that can't be hidden or neglected. Christians have often been viewed as people who live double lives. In church, the good Christian easily comes out in all of us. We worship the Lord, we read our Bibles, and our speech is seasoned with godly goodness and love. I've ever known people who have tried to get out of a ticket using that Christian status. No luck to them. But look it, the question is, who are we fooling? Potty talk makes us look foolish. Coarse joking reveals perversion. And how is Christ represented amongst all of this? Matthew chapter 5 verse 13 tells us that we are to be the light of Jesus to the world, a city on the hill. We're even told to be like salt, a flavor that is easily recognized amongst men. You and I are to live a life that represents our changed life and our love and dedication to the Lord. So listen, if you found your light to be growing a little bit dim or your salt to be losing its flavor, I encourage you to put away all evil, filth, and lust. Clean up your language so you can be a clear representation of what God can do in a life just like yours. My name is Joe Prenito with Living Strong Ministries, encouraging you to live strong.
Visit our website at www.joeprenito.com. That's www.joeprenito.com.